We are now recording.
Thank you. Susan, you ready to go? We've got you and Chris, so we have a quorum so we can proceed. All right, so we have a quorum of the board with Susan and Chris present, and we'll call the meeting of Wildwood Reserve Infrastructure Financing District to order at 1:03 p.m. on June 9th. Our first agenda item is approval of the agenda, and short agenda today. Main items we have here are the public hearing for the final budget and then approval of the minutes. If there's any changes or additions to the agenda, we take those at this time or entertain a motion to approve as presented.
I have no changes. I'll move to approve.
Second?
Yeah, I second that. It's good, Chris.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, agenda approved. And for public comment, I don't see any public on the call, but if there's any, now would be the time to make a comment. Hearing none, we'll move forward. And so for this process here, we need to hold a public hearing for the budget in the event that there's any public that would like to make comments or address questions. So we would need a motion to open that public hearing.
I move to open it.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And is there a motion to is there any public that would like to make a comment? Hearing none, we can entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
And a second?
Yeah, I second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. And then I'll turn it over to Amanda to review the final budget, which I believe is the same as the tentative budget that we looked at the last meeting.
Yes. Thank you, Shannon. As Shannon stated, this is the same budget we saw last time with the $50,000 noted in expenditures and relative developer advances. Those are just an estimate to hold until such time that we have finalized everything. If you wouldn't mind scrolling to the next page, please. We also have the anticipated transfer from capital into the debt service fund of $3.179 million, and then the relative bond interest expenses showing that hold for CAPI and debt service reserve of $2.6 million. Again, if you could scroll one more to the capital fund, please. This will demonstrate the issuance of bond proceeds and relative cost of issuance and transfer to the debt service fund offset by relative capital expenditures for total appropriations here of just over $14.3 million. Like we said, there are no changes, but if there are any questions, I would be happy to entertain those. If not, we simply need a motion to approve.
I only have one comment, and that is I have no issue or questions concerning the budget proposed or adopted as final. But can you tell me exactly how once the bond's funded, what the procedure is going to be as far as the payment of funds? So I want to make sure at this point that approval of the budget doesn't mean that there will be funds that will be paid from the bond until there's like a final discussion on how that happens.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we work with Barrett and his team at Connections to get this all taken care of. So Barrett walks through the capital acceptance process and takes all the relative invoices that have been funded to date or will be funded and comes up with what would be an acceptance that we could then utilize to draw said funds. That information is then transferred over to our team, who then validates from an accounting perspective. Once Barrett's team and the Pinnacle team has signed off, then we would go through the acceptance process. And then that would be a board meeting. Once those are accepted, as things are accepted, then we can remit for use of those bond proceeds. So it would all flow through the board, and we would all make sure that they are eligible expenses that the district should and could fund with those bond proceeds.
Okay. And Chris, does that sound satisfactory to you?
Yes.
Okay. So with that being said, I'd move to approve the proposed budget as the final budget.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the budget is approved. Then our final action item is approval of the draft minutes from the meeting, the initial meeting on May 27th. We included those in the packet. They've been reviewed by Zach and his team, and we feel that they're good to go. If there's any questions or changes to those minutes, we'd be happy to hear those. If not, we take a motion to approve those minutes as presented.
I move to approve them as presented.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. That's all official action we needed from the board today. Are there any, I've got a reminder in here for the trainings, which I also emailed to the board. Thank you for those that have gotten on top of those. Susan, really appreciate your communication back and forth. And then is there anything else that the board would like to discuss while you have staff on the call?
Chris, did you want to talk about any bonding require or other requirement for your position on the board?
Sent me something asking me to sign individually and for looking for credit checks, which I said I was unable to do. So I don't know what that's for, but yeah, I'm not really interested in having my personal credit checked for something related to the district or the company.
That, and I sent you that, Chris, that's okay. The surety bond or the treasurer's bond for, it's for your protection as the district treasurer. You have inherent responsibilities as the treasurer, and what that bond does is protects you in the case of an error or omission by the district if, you know, there is, you know, some recourse that would come back. That protects you. I reached out to Zach and Gilmore Bell to, you know, check on the requirements for that. And that is part of a statute that's required for the transaction with the bonds. And not really sure how to move forward on that. Zach, do you have any comments?
Yeah. I mean, as treasurer, Chris, you have, like you said, those responsibilities, and it is a protection. It's required by Utah code as well as a state auditor requirement for any board member that will handle district funds and to obtain such bonds that Wildwood is going to be obtaining. And that's kind of what Adam Daly at Gilmore Bell passed along to us. And so if you're uncomfortable with that, I know it would probably be a bit of a hassle to do, but to swap, you know, if you wanted to serve as in a different position and Susan was willing to serve as treasurer, something like that. But that's really what, I mean, it's required for the treasurer of any types of these districts to handle the funds and obtain the bonds. So happy to answer any questions or other How much concerns on that?
What's the bond? What's the value of the bond?
The value of the bond. Let's see. Let's. You guys, I see Sam is on here as well as Amanda. Do you have that?
I can pull up some information here real quick.
Sorry, are you talking about the bond, the insurance, or the value? What are we referring to as the value of the bond?
So what, you know, whatever you guys sent me to, sorry, who sent that, Shannon?
I sent it. It's for the surety bond, Sam, the treasurer's bond.
Do you want to pull that up, Shannon? We could maybe look at it together, the form
yeah,
that
I've
you
got
sent.
An informational sheet that I'm looking for here. It's based on the budget of the district. So give me a second here.
So it says you got to complete for bonds over $150,000, which obviously that will be the case. But here, just note that the amount of the surety bond is $5,000 for what you're filling information in here, right? So it is authorizing them to obtain a credit report on you, Chris. Or it says a credit report on the applicant and its owners. So is the applicant specifically Chris, or is it the district?
It's Chris is the applicant. It's in his position as treasurer. He's okay. Applying for this protection since he's going to be the one, I mean, not really handling funds, but in the position where he would handle funds.
Okay.
So it's like a three party between the surety, which is the Utah Local Government Trust. Chris is the treasurer, and as treasurer would be, I guess, called the principal. And then the district as the other entity.
Okay. And yeah, is this bond? So the bond, yeah, in this amount of bond is $5,000. So I guess what we're talking about here is just for that $5,000, right? Because then it says, please complete for bonds over $150,000. And then below that, it says for bonds over $500,000, please also provide signed indemnity, applicant's resume, agent's recommendation, and a copy of the most recent audit, including the auditor's report on controls. So we're talking just about the surety bond of $5,000, right?
Correct.
So he doesn't have to reply. You don't have to provide that indemnity, any of that stuff, and you don't have to fill out the piece that says for bonds over $150,000. That none of that applies. It's just the first set of boxes that have already been filled out for you, I guess.
Still require the credit check?
It sounds like it would still involve the credit. Yeah, the credit report.
Yeah, like, so I do a lot of huge loans all the time, and credit checks are really bad for me. Because I have to, you know, submit a paragraph about why I'm doing it and what's this and that to all my lenders. So it's a huge pain in the ass, especially if it's $5,000. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. Like what is, like, if there's an E&O claim for $14 million some odd dollars, like what does a $5,000 bond do? That just seems like a joke. I don't understand. This is just like a statutory requirement to have. Is it like a...
Yeah.
Like they require contractors to have a $12,000 annual bond thing, and even if you're doing $100 million of business?
Yeah, it could be. We can look into that more for you, Chris, if you'd like.
Is there a way? Yeah, I just don't want to have personal credit checks. Like that's a real problem for me, especially for $5,000. I mean, that just seems...
Okay. Susan, do you think you or Jeremy would be willing to do this instead, or say that again?
Does it have to be an individual? Couldn't we have it be an entity? Like, couldn't Wildwood Reserve be the Wildwood Reserve?
Well,
I think it has to be the office, the position the treasurer position.
It's
the
public position, and then it's for whatever board member is going to be handling the funds, which is typically the treasurer, right?
I don't think I want to be treasurer.
Yeah. Well, if we need to, we can adjust that.
Okay. Let's ask Jeremy if he's willing to be treasurer. If he's not, I will agree to be treasurer, but I would prefer that it be one of the principals of the company and not me. Although I do have E&O, which of course would cover me.
Okay.
Beyond the bond, but I'll try to reach Jeremy later. Let you know, because then we're going to have to start making some changes. Now, if I became treasurer, then we'd have to play kind of musical positions.
Yeah, we would have to amend some of those documents. And
and Chris, what I'm hearing, the sticking point is the credit check, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll send an email to the Utah Local Governments Trust and check with them and, review the budget with them to see if, for this amount, if they go into a credit check and try to get some more information from that side. But this is the statute pulled up here that we're going off of. And, Zach mentioned that $5,000, it's just based on that general fund budget that falls not more than $100,000. So that's where we're getting that number from. Okay. But I'll shoot an email over to the trust right after this meeting and get some more information for you, Chris. And Susan, if you could reach out to Jeremy, that would be great. And I'm sure we can engage from a few different angles and figure this out.
Okay. So preference would be Chris to remain in that position without the necessity of a credit check. Second, my agreeing to get Jeremy agreeing to be, in which case we'll have to change the initial docs and the have a new meeting to re-elect officers, I imagine. And then third would be my agreeing to take that position. Okay, we'll be in touch by email and wait for your response on what you hear about Chris remaining without the necessity of a credit check.
Good plan, understood. Anything else to come before the board? Discussion points? Notes from you, Sam, on the process, anything that we need to be getting you?
Nothing from my end. I'll touch base with Gilmore Bell on the PPM.
Sounds good. Susan, Chris, anything from either of you?
When is the, do we have a closing date for this or?
We're anticipating to close on June 30th is the hope.
Okay, thanks.
I have nothing.
Is there a motion to adjourn at 1:21 p.m.?
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your time. I'll follow up after I hear back from...